Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra, the show brought to you by the team behind our dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. Today we are continuing our Biennale celebration, which began with a very special Monocle on Design show on Tuesday, looking at the importance of the annual Venice Architecture Biennale and how events like these should be curated in general. Which brings us to the Iraq Pavilion, which would have made its debut at Venice. While the International Architecture Showcase has been postponed to next year, we still wondered what would have been in store for visitors. So we asked Iraqi curator Rashid Salim to tell us about the Ark Reimagined, the Expeditionary Pavilion, the national entry he was responsible for.
We're looking at a pavilion that we're called an expeditionary pavilion, working in the liminal spaces, as well as exploring architecture, not just as a sedentary construct with a foundation, but the architecture of movement, of travel. Looking at a sort of a ship, a boat is also an architectural construct that contains us, for example. An ark, which is our theme, is the Ark of the Flood, but reimagined as a rational construct. That's our main project, this Ark Reimagined. And this is the very first national pavilion that Iraq has contributed, despite our very substantial architectural history, including in the modern act with people like Zaha Hadid, who's an Iraqi architect. And yet this is the first pavilion, and we're starting at the beginning here. We don't really have even the funds at the moment to actually have an actual space. That has been a boon because it's made us really look at what we're doing. And what we're doing is, like I said earlier, with boats. I mean, the Ark being a non-directional boat. I mean, doesn't have a means of locomotion, of movement. But we're also working with all forms of other boats, specifically ancient boats, and looking at the relation of Venice to Iraq. The whole format of the pavilion, as you speak, or our presence within this, has taken many changes from when we first started over a year ago. And then with COVID and what's been happening in Iraq, which is a revolution going on, a popular revolution against the corruption there, all of these things have had an impact. I can say that, you know, what you'll experience or what one would experience of the pavilion would be what we can bring in solid form, aspects of the Ark. I mean, we have the capacity to actually build part of this reimagined Ark that we're talking about, that is based on the vernacular architecture of Mesopotamia, the craft culture, the environment, the ecology, bringing aspects of it. For example, the columns, reed columns, the frontispiece of what is called the Mudhif, the longhouse of the marsh Arabs. These are aspects of, but also certain boats. Amongst these boats would be the coracle, the guffa, which we are used as the core. This is a round basket-like boat that we have evidence from the most ancient times, and which is importantly for us also a type of boat you find all over the world. I mean, because we're talking over here about a conversation between both the local and the universal, if you wish. Our premise is, how would the Ark have been built had it been built in its time and place? So what we're creating with that as an architectural construct is in a way a memory palace, a virtual museum for now, because we could turn it into a three-dimensional virtual museum as well as a real-time museum that contains the knowledge within it. That is the knowledge that we are trying to learn and understand, and that we have forgotten or lost, and to make that available. And that's the only way really we can live together, is also to pass on to future generations the best that we can remember of the best that we have been.
Our many thanks to Rashid Salim, who was speaking to Monocle's Nick Moniz there. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced and edited by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
you.